Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
It's real spooky. What is that light? What did you light in again? What is it?
Palo Santo.
Okay.
You know. A little some clear spirits out.
Get these demons out of here.
Get these demons out of here.
Ugh. It is real spooky.
Yeah, it's can we just fast forward, like get this election, let's make it go right and keep it pushing. Cause I'm sick of listening to y'all. Like I'm sick of
the costumes aren't giving. Your bodies ain't ready for it. Election season is just a mess. Everybody's.
I'm like, shut up. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Everyone's complaining about Biden calling people garbage, and then Trump's people are calling Puerto Ricans garbage. I'm like low key, we're all kind of garbage.
We're all kind of garbage. CNN roundtable, and they brought up Hillary. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Talk about a ghost.
Who? Like
the ghost from Halloween past. My
y'all
God.
Really ain't got shit to talk about. Like, I'm just
because I just saw today that she's campaigning in Florida. I said, y'all better just let her stay home. Today, no. She's not speaking to nobody that is Hillary. Ugh. Hey everybody, welcome back to the B-List.
Oh yeah, forgot. Yeah. Ooh, girl.
Jay Lawhorn is here. You guys know Jay.
Hi.
Spooky season in full effect. Halloween's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I think I'm doing some because I went out Saturday.
Yeah, you were. Girl. You were hitting them streets hard.
Girl.
Okay, so tell me about it.
I didn't come back up until Monday.
Come back up. Oh my God.
Were you? I didn't try to though. Like I was just like, ooh, I was like, let me go to a sensible party at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Oh no. You ain't coming back till 7 p.m. Monday.
No, I got home. I got home at about 3-4 a.m. Monday. But that's okay.
Oh shit. Okay, wow. That's crazy. Wait, were you dressed up?
Uh-huh, some stupid slutty. I was dressed as Lil Nas X, pretty much.
Oh, I love that, okay.
Giving the old country road local Nas X.
Yeah. He just got into it with Azealia Banks the other day. Ate her up. Shut her ass up. But then she came back and she started threatening him, saying she had some videos of him or something that she was going to show to the Bloods. And then they were going to come murk him. And then he deleted his tweet.
Girl, you go to prison. She don't care.
She's houseless. She don't.
Wow.
That's what they said. That's what they said. She got.
I'm confused.
I mean, she's on her Boost Mobile.
stop?
I don't know. Because remember, they said she got evicted from that place because she had the chicken
what
room.
Place? Oh, that's what you... Ooh, girl.
You the one lighting up Palo Santo.
Ooh, it's supposed to clear it out. We'll not do all that.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, go check on Twitter. But Lil Nas X and Azealia Banks got into it, and
ate her up. I mean, why do people why people argue with him in the first place? It's beyond.
He said, "I could never make a hit again, and you could still never be on my fucking level." He's like, "You were." It's what she needed to hear.
She never really did. She doesn't. That's why we love her.
Ooh, she'd be a good Halloween costume, actually.
Ooh,
it's got a lot of looks. Someone was her actually, the Bob. From the Breakfast Club.
Oh, I saw that. Now? That was funny.
So what now?
What now? So,
what now?
Like the way Envy thought he was catching a stray. Every time I see that video, he irritates the fuck out of me. I'm not the irritator. It's like, what are you talking about?
He's not locked up yet for tax evasion or something.
Stop.
Weren't they getting him though? He was under investigation from somebody.
I'm sure they might.
Something
done.
Or other.
They'll figure some out.
Yeah, they'll figure something out. We got a urban radio person.
We got to focus because we got to get Diddy.
Yeah. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. I just saw a headline. I just saw a headline that said Diddy's sons once tried to get into a fight with Ray J and Chris Brown broke it.
I saw that. I was like,
this is doing too much. Lock all their asses up.
Everybody in jail. Like, I'm just like, I don't understand.
I'm pulling up with the paddy wagon. I'm not asking any questions.
Right.
The second I see Ray J, I just know that everybody involved is on some bullshit. Everybody get in. Let's go.
I can't. That headline blew me. I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
We need to go back and rewatch season one of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, because that was unparalleled.
Do we? Get out. Like, I mean, we do, because
I'm trash.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so I was going to talk about this later, but we can talk about it right this second, because I don't know if you know this. I was just reading about this before I came on here to talk to you. I'm so sorry for everyone who doesn't know, because me and Jonathan are hood boogers, and we grew up on Basketball Wives, LA.
Wow.
We are? Yes.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But I was just reading before we got on here. Apparently, Lori Govan was on Carlos King. I know.
Oh, I saw clips. And,
yes. She said that she beat up Drea when they were filming because she found out that Drea was sleeping with her man, Gilbert. And he flew her out to LA. And then, what?
That tracks.
It tracks, but it was supposed to, it was filmed and all this stuff. And they didn't even put it on the show. I'm like, that is kind of fucking insane. Now I have to go back and watch because she was playing in this woman's face the entire time. But quiet as it's kept, getting cashed out, flewed out, and relocated by Gilbert. What's his face? I mean, Dre is the GOAT. Y'all can never make me hate her.
Gilbert's ugly, but like, as, girl.
Yeah, duh.
Disgusting.
Duh.
But also Team Govan. So like, it's like, I'm both girls because I live for Laura. I live for Gloria. So like, I'm good.
Yes, yeah. I'm gonna have to go back and watch. But low-key, Laura did the same thing to Shani, so I don't know why she's pissed.
Whatever, Shani deserved it. Next.
Did you see any good Halloween costumes?
I saw, which is weird because like
it wasn't getting
irritated. No, like I saw a bunch of good couples costumes actually. Oh,
like what?
I saw like the one of the parties I went to, they dressed up as Paris and Nicole from Simple Life, and it kind of ate. Like I was like, oh okay, I was like, I'm into this.
That's why I feel like I'm old, because today I just saw the trailer for the reboot of Simple Life.
Oh right, they're redoing.
I was not moved. I'm not moved
because,
but it wasn't a full trailer. It was a teaser.
They're too self-aware now. It wouldn't work. Like, I just
it
feel
wouldn't
like...
work. And like, everybody's so into the 2000s thing. Even the young kids, like the
and they're doing it wrong. So like,
once
nobody...
Gen Z begin into shit, then I'm just like, all right, it's, never it's mind. Brit. It's not for
like,
me.
Throw it
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Like once they get to stuff, it's over. Cause y'all so slow. Y'all don't even know what y'all doing in the first place. Ugh. Keep them away from me. I am so sick of y'all.
No, I feel the same.
I feel like my grandma. Like, I'm just like...
I know. But the crazy thing about getting to our age is that, like, I'm ageist now, but in the opposite direction.
Oh, for sure. Because
now I don't fuck with the young people. Now I'm like, I used to hate old people. Now I'm like, you know what?
You gotta be 65 to talk to me. Like, I am not interested otherwise.
And sometimes you can even meet a 70-year-old who's like hardcore MAGA, but I'll still sit on a porch with them and talk shit. I don't give a fuck. At this
point, like, because like, what we don't have in common, like, is that we don't like them. So it's like
very much that. I'm like, they are really fucking loud. They are loud and really disrespectful.
Nobody want to work no more. I'm right there with you, Barbara. Like, I'm right there with you.
That's
like...
what I said, Myrtle. That's what I was telling them, Esther.
No, I'm about the 75-year-old workplace, Bessie, if I work somewhere where that even existed. But still. We can dream.
Trying to help. Trying to help Mildred figure out how to use the damn printer.
Oh my God, stop. I have two Mildreds in my family. Like, I'm obsessed with that name. Like, I love that name.
Kamala, how you feeling?
I'm feeling like I'm good. Like, she go win. But like, I'm just like, hurry up, girl, do your show. Like, yeah, it's drawn out. It's drawn out. I feel like people are so... I mean, it's doing what it do every election cycle where they're like fucking trying to stress people out. Oh my God, the polls. It's like, y'all are really slow because it's gonna be the reverse.
Yeah.
Like, she about to pull out some surprises. There gonna be places that y'all don't even think go flip. Flip. It's like, y'all, yes, it irritates me because I'm just sick of talking. I'm just like sick of having to be in conversation with people that are just like demented. Yeah. Like, I just don't want to talk to these people. Like, I don't want to see any more fucking round tables. I don't want to see a panel. I don't want to see people yelling at Ben Shapiro. I don't care. Like, why are y'all sitting across from this goofy ass man? Like, every time I hear a man be like, so if abortion, it's shut up.
And
like,
I shut swear up. To God, correcting y'all on the pronunciation of Kamala isn't enough. I need to get a gun at this point because y'all
bring too much hers.
Right? I have a Glock.
I have a Glock. How do y'all ask her that dumbass question?
I have a Glock is the new I have a dream.
I need the airbrush
photo of her looking over like the monument or something like that. And like, I have a Glock. I just need it. You know, she ate with that one fucking
thing. She eats every time they try to play with her. Like every interview that they be trying to like trick her and she just be sitting there like.
Did you see the other day? She's so fucking over it. She said, why don't you just explain what you mean by the abortion? She goes, I already told you. She did with the hand. She said, I already told you.
Roe v. Wade.
Reinstate Roe v. Wade.
Next.
She was like, what's
she was cooking? Like, girl, I will punch you because I'm the sister general. Like, what you want to do?
Yes.
Like,
you can tell she's on day three. She's like, bitch, it is so fucking like, I.
She's already acting presidential. Like, let's just wrap it up. Like, I'm bored. Like, it's like, y'all are, this is so boring to me. Like, this woman is literally the smartest person that's run for this office. And y'all over here arguing.
And
with
you have a man that is literally just demented running around.
Right. And
being
like,
crazy.
What's the issue? What's not clicking? What is like, I really need, it's like, and when,
she's going to rip.
It's like, she got to give us something. So she got to forgive child support. Jail. And all of y'all.
How about that?
That's the one thing. So you don't want to pay for the kids that you had. Like, I just don't, that doesn't even make sense. Like, throw them all. Ew, I hate it here.
If you think for one second that a woman raised by a single mother with no parent, with no man in the house, like, do you think she's about to get rid of fucking child support for you?
Like, who does that benefit? Bums. Like, nobody's doing that. Like, I hate it here. I really fucking do. I'm rushing my way back to New York, by the way. Like, I'm actively looking for apartments. Like, I need to hurry up. Like, I need to get out of, I can't. I like need to be where bitches are moving and it's quick and it's hot and it's it girls. Like, I want to be nowhere else because this shit is goofy too.
When she wins, though, it's going to be a fucking crazy. I'm going to be in DC.
Honestly.
Oh, so it's going to be.
Oh, that's going to be cute.
DC is really cute.
Is it?
I liked it. It is really cute. It's kind of
like, would it eat? I don't know.
It's kind of like, I don't think that people really underrate it.
Okay, maybe I need to look. Are there men there? Like, I don't know. I don't want to see anybody in the government. Like, I'm good.
it's contrary to popular belief. There's a lot of people that do not work in the government there. It is a lot of different industries.
Running fish fries? Working. Like, I don't, what are y'all doing?
Running fish fries. Fuck out of my face. Speaking of, you know what I saw on Twitter? And I was like, well, no, was it TikTok? Was it Twitter? Mm-hmm. They unlocked a new level of a treat. Yams on ice cream.
Death. Jail. Like, I'm not, stop. I can't. It's just like such.
You never put rum on rum in your ice cream?
I put it in there? No.
Rum in there?
I've had rum raisin.
Well, that's where that kind of comes from. Rum raisin is actually.
I'm not pouring it in my ice cream.
Oh, right. Well, my dad's Jamaican, so I'm just like a little bit different.
Oh, God. So,
why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, speaking of hood booger nonsense, Tamron Hall, did you see this?
I rumor? Just saw it today, right before I got in here, and I didn't even click through because I was like, I knew you were going to have the tea. What happened? So
don't
tell
even
me.
Really fully have the tea. What I hear is that, well, it's not substantiated.
I'm scared.
But I was like, I forgot that Tamron Hall even had a life before her little talk show. That's like, what? Mm-hmm. Is that like an internet thing or something? I don't really know what she'd be doing.
Wow. No, why it's on TV.
It's on TV?
Okay. I'm pretty
what channel
sure.
is it on? What channel is it on?
I don't know. I'll call mm-hmm. Mildred and see what she say, because I don't know.
She used to be on NBC, apparently. Okay. And they're saying that she had an affair with Donald Trump, allegedly, in the fall of 2015.
Wait, that's too recent.
Oh, really recent. Like, that fall is when he decided to run for office. Anyways, but you know, he was shooting everywhere, girl. And they said that she let him shoot the club up.
Stop!
I'm got not pregnant. Got an abortion. That's what they said.
That's what they said.
That's what the streets were saying.
Stop it. I'm done. I'm so glad I did not click through to see this story because
it's real.
Where's she saying? Where's she at? Girl, hurry
up. Nowhere to be seen. I didn't even look at her Twitter. Does she have a Twitter?
Of course the show has one.
Well, I don't watch her show.
Well, this is weird.
It's real weird. Weird that it has to be true.
That's what I'm scared of. Yikes. Yikes. I'm going to discuss it. Okay, I can't. Like,
moving
I don't even want to. Like,
moving on.
Ugh. Yuck. Ugh. Okay.
Real Housewives of Potomac is actually really, really good right now.
Is it?
Not really good. I stopped myself.
I'm bored.
Have you been watching, or you just watched the first episode?
I'm like fake watching because I'm bored and like
I know just... it's a little bit in the background, but I like Stacey, the new girl. She's very Katie Rost.
I'm bored, and like, I never thought I would say this, but I actually want Robin back. Like, it's like, because I need that goofy energy in this, but yeah, I also want
to. I'm listening.
I want Candace back. Need. Also, it's just like, at this point, it would just be like, give me Candace, give me Katie Rose, give me Monique, and like, let's just really run it up.
Yeah, let Monique rock with these girls.
Monique would rock. Monique would be cute in this.
She would be cute in any mix, really.
Yeah, Monique would be cute anyway. I mean, y'all need to beg Monique to go to Atlanta, honestly, because
I think you take out Ashley at this point. It just because she
what is Ashley doing?
She's not doing anything. You know what? The real sad thing is that Michael was really the real draw because he was so messy.
He was the housewife.
He was the housewife. He was the seventh housewife. Yep.
He truly was. He was so was. Thrilled.
Kangaroo meat.
Wow. Yeah.
The restaurant. Remember when they showed up at the restaurant, put their hands in the face?
That was so weird.
On the sales floor. Like, I can't.
In a kangaroo meat shop. Like,
in Silver Springs, Maryland.
It's just the whole thing made me want to vomit.
Low life. Low life.
It was like peak low life. I was just like, y'all have lost the plot. Like, this is crazy.
No one's more low life than Mia, though.
I feel bad for her. She needs to not be on TV right now.
like really, really
girl,
bad.
Get off TV. It's giving
your kids
Tamara.
Are gonna hate you.
It's like y'all need to all like Tamara needs to get off of television today. Like
we're gonna talk about. Are you watching OC?
I'm watching it more than I'm watching Potomac.
It's good. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it was good in the beginning, and then I'm kind of over it because like Heather's fake. I hate Tamara. I just started liking that Jennifer woman because she ate Tamara up, so now I like her.
No,
so,
we've like, always liked Jennifer.
I didn't know anything about her, so I didn't care. But like, I like her now. Obviously, we love Shannon. So, and I like that Katie woman. So like, I'm into it. Like, I'm like, okay, this works. But I still need Gina. Like, I need Gretchen Christian Bote. Like, I need OGs. Like, I need...
Well, what it needs, we need more Republicans.
I need more...
I need like one crazy Republican.
No, I need like...
That's
I need
not
Doc.
Vicky.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Right before we got on here, Donald Trump is riding around in a garbage truck with a yellow vest on, talking to reporters, hanging out the window of a garbage truck.
So he's taking himself out, I'm assuming.
Because of the comments that they say Biden made about all of the supporters being garbage. So now I guess he's doing his a political stunt. And then you saw last week he was at McDonald's.
Okay. I'm not paying attention to this man because I'm just getting like high level updates about what's going on. I'm checking in on like what people are saying that have brains. But other than that, I'm not like, I can't because it's like at a fever pitch and I want to punch everybody in the face. Like, I'm just like, I don't. It's just like every 4 years, everybody's a political pundit. Like, I'm good. Like, it's just like every time I'm in a conversation, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that you have like terminal degrees in public policy. Like, I'm confused. Like, I'm like, I'm not arguing with a bitch that didn't go to college. Like, get out of my face.
Like, I'm not arguing with anyone in 2024. I'm sorry. Remember, what did I say? I'm not going back and forth with anybody. I'm just going to walk away, leave their ass standing there looking stupid, and go about my day.
I'm not arguing with a bitch and your college got the word state in it. Get out of my face. Like,
we're not on the level.
We're like, girl.
Yeah, like, we don't speak the same language. We don't be in the same rooms. Like, it's not.
Like, I'm pulling the cards. I'm pulling all the cards because I'm sick of letting you bitches think that we can even talk to each other because we can't. Like, bitch, no.
Oh, God.
Like, did you, like, girl, get out of my face. If you.
You know what I want for us in 2025, though, she wins? We are definitely exercising our Second Amendment. We are going to get guns.
Oh, I'm lit. I don't know. Can I get one? Okay, I think I can.
Next question. Wow.
Not me being like, I'm a felon.
I'm no, a I'm thug.
I'm a thug. It's fine if I don't get, like, I know how to get it. Okay, we good. See,
yeah, this is why
I
can't go to get away. Yeah, no, absolutely not. You would blend right in.
Can't date a single government employee. He's going to prison. So, like, it won't work. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. Well, actually, speaking of McDonald's, because Trump was at McDonald's, okay. That was one of the things that was on my list this week, but we'll talk about the list on the B-side.
Okay.
I'm so ashamed.
What?
It hits.
Wait,
what? I did try the chicken Big Mac.
Oh, wait. Oh, all of these weird concoctions, the fish filet Big Mac?
No, but this is different. This is like an actual thing on the menu, and it's new. It's a Big Mac, so it's
two things.
It hits.
Does it?
It takes a while to eat. It's a lot of food.
I'm not a Big Mac girl in general. So, like, really? I don't think I'm going to like it. McDonald's is not my store. I don't like McDonald's.
Not my store. It's not my store either, bitch.
They sound like it. I'm real particular about who I back. I am not McDonald's girl.
Are you Burger King?
That is so ghetto. Like, the fact that you're in there saying it out loud is crazy.
Wow, I'm really on here showing my ass. Are you Burger King? Wait, what are
you? I'm Wendy's, girl.
Oh, Wendy's is okay because they got the chili.
That's the best chicken sandwich in the game.
That's
spicy chicken sandwich. Nobody
hits every time. It hits every time. And Wendy's, you know what's crazy is that they've always had it. It's not been a fad for them. They have always had the chicken sandwich.
It's literally, I'm a Wendy, I'm a Rally's Checkers girl. And like, I'm not at Burger King. That is so low-lifey. Like,
you know what?
Weird.
You know what is very like Ethel or like Myrtle or Esther is getting like a baked potato from Wendy's. Is very old. Getting like a baked potato from Wendy's is giving very much dentures.
Nasty ass chili. I'm good. Yeah. Like that, they can't convince me with that.
Again, in a pinch. I have a stomach of steel for a lot of things. So.
How you eating a baked potato with chili in a pinch? That's not even, that don't make no sense. The spicy nuggets at Wendy's hit. Like, it's just like, there is no way we, like,
McDonald's. And they have the saucy ones too.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's weird. I feel like they got bullied into doing that because people was doing it on TikTok. Like, I'm good.
Do you think Karen Huger is going to go to jail?
No, why would she go to jail? Did she kill somebody?
Well, no, when she got her DUI this past time, that was her second time.
Allegedly. Oh, well, typically when you get a second one, they do make you go to jail. But like, not for real. Like, she would be like in like county.
I have to ask you.
I thought she could buy her way out of it too. She's fine.
I don't know if she could buy her way out of it. She finally got out of the hole with Ray when there was a tax evasion. Remember all that?
Wow, you saying she too broke to make a DUI go away. That's weird. That's a good insult, actually. Let me file that away. Because it don't cost a lot to make it go away.
There is an influencer that lived in New York City. And then, I mean, it's actually quite sad. He was involved in a fatal West Hollywood car crash.
Oh my God.
I know. Well, he's okay, but the person that he hit, not okay, obviously. It's been like all over the WeHo Times. People are talking about it, all this stuff. Then there's another article that came out from the Daily Mail saying that he was seen on the street sniffing a powder in the daylight. There's a video.
Stop.
I know, it's a mess. It's a mess. Gays, what is...
Like, what's really ailing y'all? I know, but like, I need y'all to say it out loud and
I just feel like 2024 is really doing the most to try to like one up 2020. I feel like we were in a lull where it was like we could get back to our normal place, but I don't know. I think everyone's lost their fucking minds.
Yeah.
We are never getting back.
I don't think so. And that's not even the goal. Like, it's like, I'm all about, I don't need to get back. It's the future. But I also need y'all to not be taking all this bullshit with you. Like, what is going on? Like, it's like, I've seen too many weird stories where it's like, so y'all just doing powder in the streets now. Like, it's weird.
It's weird.
Just, like, it's like,
End of days, my friend. I'm not going to name this person, by the way, but y'all can easily Google and y'all can find it.
I'm going sure to pop just up. Text it to me because I don't know who you're talking about. And I feel like I probably...
Of course you wouldn't, because you're not that kind of person.
No,
I'm... trash.
That part.
Yeah. But yeah, I will be texting you too.
Wow, that's crazy.
I want to go over to the B-side in a second. You're laughing because I just sent it to him. I want to go over to the B-side in a minute. I want to talk about our lists. You're looking at it, right? You see this shit? There's a video too.
Wow. I know. Ooh, good. Okay. Oh, wait,
You did? Yeah, everyone's been talking about it. Anybody that's gay.
Is that headline?
Yeah, it's a headline. Andy's MAGA. It says Hunky MAGA
Influencer. It says Hunky MAGA.
I hate being gay.
Sometimes I'm like, going on?
I hate being gay.
I hate being gay.
It's not what it cracked up to be, you guys.
Wait.
In the meantime, guys, go to patreon.com/thebList to subscribe to this and the bonus up. Well, to the bonus episode, so you can hear us go over our lists for the week. And we are also going to talk a bit about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which is the best reality show on television currently airing. And we are going to talk about Real Housewives of New York. Are you watching it?
I am. I just watched this episode today, the current one. It's the only one I'm actually watching.
It's every so episode. Good, you guys.
It is so it's boring, so fucking... you guys. It's
oh, wait. Fucking... Oh, I'm talking about Salt Lake City. You're talking about New York.
I was talking about Roni. Oh, Salt Lake City.
Hits. Bye. Hits. Yeah.
You can cancel every other franchise. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm only obsessed with
Salt just going to talk about Mary for 30 minutes.
Duh. Queen.
You guys know where to find Jay, but he doesn't really follow people back or post.
Here we go. I'll have something to promote, y'all, the next time I'm on here.
Yeah.
I'm working on some.
I wonder what Meg Thee Stallion's going to be for Halloween.
She was Starfire for this weekend, so she'll probably be some anime character.
Yeah, she's usually.
Wow!
All right. Well, he's looking at the video, you guys. Go Google it for yourselves. I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Sorry.
Hop over to the B-side, guys. It is the middle of the day for that. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.